It seems over the last month in Mark's gospel that we have seen the disciples argue about who is the greatest in the kingdom. We've seen their jealousy toward other workers that weren't with them. We've seen their lack of value for the little ones. And this morning, James and John desire to be in the greatest position of power in the universe. Jesus tells them that they don't even know what they are asking for. And he reminds them how the world works, the world around us. Earthly leaders who like to lord it over their subjects. We see that today. We see it in upcoming weeks for the fight over Congress. Whichever party wins the majority will possess power. Jesus turns this discussion completely around. Greatness in the kingdom of God is not about ruling over other people or making all the important decisions that impact others. Jesus says that is the way of the world. Their great ones are tyrants over them. With these words, Jesus is saying that human leaders are often those who misuse and abuse their power. But in stark contrast to that, he says of himself that even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. This one verse being the key to understanding all the gospel of Mark. And in that beautiful description of himself, Jesus includes a word that has its roots in one of the greatest abuses of power and the most ugly realities, which is human trafficking. When we hear the word ransom today, we may think of kidnapping and the money used to buy the freedom of those being held captive. But in Jesus' day, it was not only that, but even more often, the money used to purchase, to sell, to trade, and traffic in human beings. Sadly, so it is in our day. This world includes the same reality. This would include things such as child prostitution, pornography, adult prostitution, child soldier recruitment, forced labor, forced child labor, debt labor, bondage, domestic servitude, and the selling of human organs. And I read recently that in Chicagoland alone, there are 20,000 examples of this each day. Many of you will remember our very own Sarah Dornacher, who made it her passion to bring an end to human trafficking in Chicago, particularly prostitution. She would reach out to them. She would work toward their freedom. Sadly, Sarah's life ended short, and she went home to be with the Lord. But her impact on me and others still goes on. But what Jesus really wants us to see, in addition to all the abuse of this world and the abuse that the leaders have over us and over others, is how we can be little tyrants ourselves. James and John were little tyrants. Their nickname that Jesus gave them was Sons of Thunder. They want to sit in power with Jesus in glory. They want to be at the center of important decisions. They want to have control over those around them. We may not be as ambitious as James and John, but what Jesus wants us to see and to learn, that's not why we're here. We're not here to be served. We are here to serve. Human trafficking is an extreme example of using another human being as a piece of property. exploiting them, not seeing their value, not seeing their dignity as human beings, as they bear the image of God. But anytime we use another person as a means to our ends, we are wanting to be served. We're wanting to benefit from others rather than benefiting them and serving them. Our own sense of worth, greatness, or our own sense of pride may be the driving force behind this, just as it was perhaps for James and John in their request. Jesus' charge is clear. We are to become slaves of everyone. So any manipulation of others, micromanagement, overexertion of our authority, not respecting boundaries, or selfish gain go all against what Jesus is teaching here and what we should be like, which is servants of all. We should remember what Jesus says, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to serve than it is to be served. Church leaders are charged in Scripture to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. We are to serve so that others become servants. And as the church leader, Jesus encourages us to not seek to be served, but to serve. To put it really simply, Jesus tells James, he tells John, he tells the disciples, and he tells us, it's not about you. It's about loving God and neighbor. It's about serving God and neighbor. For even the Son of Man, with all of his credentials and all of his positions of power, did not come to be served, but to give his life and to serve. It is an amazing vision of the way things should be that we see in Jesus. The eternal Son of God becomes human. He does not come to throw his weight around. He does not come to subject creation to himself. He does not come to make a well-executed maneuver for more power. He already had it all. All heaven and earth was in his domain. As creator of heaven and earth, he came to bring to completion the good work that he began in us. He came to serve his creation. He is the one who creates and now sustains the universe by the word of his power. Jesus served by listening to us, seeing us, healing us, doing good, preaching the good news. He served us by challenging us to see our unhealthy thinking and attitudes. He served us by suffering injustice. He is the suffering servant of Isaiah 53 that we heard earlier, where he dies upon a Roman cross and rises from the dead, all in service to you and to me. And his death upon the cross was that ransom that Jesus is talking about. Just as a person could have their freedom purchased for them in Jesus' day and in the days of slavery in the United States, and sadly even today under the table, so Jesus buys our freedom. And the means of our redemption and the manner in which he releases us from bondage is not through gold or silver or through currency, but through his precious blood. It is the greatest service ever given to free us from all that holds us captive, our sin, evil in the world, and even death itself. And he frees us to be servants of all. But now, the bonds of death are burst. The ransom has been paid. You now ascend the Father's throne in robes of light arrayed. Oh, let your mighty love prevail to purge us of our pride, that we may stand before your throne by mercy purified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.